Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad that you're listening to the program today. Today you're going to hear a previously recorded interview with Charles Gardner. He's an author who just wrote a book called Israel the Chosen. He is committed to helping the Jewish people. He's a very interesting man. You're going to love his story. And also, I'll be playing some fantastic messianic music. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Here's Becca Shea, and this is called Peace of Jerusalem.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Please join us on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. We'd love to see you. While you're at Shema, be sure to visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open every Saturday right after our service, and also on Tuesdays from 2 to 6, Wednesdays from 11 to 3. It's a great place to go for CDs and prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. And if you would like to visit a congregation in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Breth Hadashah. They're at their new location, 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m.
You have given me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. You have given me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise. I will rejoice in you, Lord. Giving glory to your name, I will rejoice in you, Lord. Giving glory to your name. Take my soul now and bless the Lord. Come to him with joyful singing. Take my with thanksgiving, put on the garment of praise and bless his holy name. Put on the garment of praise and bless his holy name. For he has loved me with salvation and arrayed me in his righteousness.
That was Kathy Schuster, and I love that song. You know, it comes right out of Isaiah 61. Verse 3 says, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. I can honestly say that there was a time in my life when I went through some really hard times, but God came through, and he did that for me. He gave me beauty for ashes. He gave me joy instead of mourning, and I was able to put on my garments of praise. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. Pharaoh's Harem has been a family-owned business for over 25 years. Their highly experienced training team is hired based on ambition and talent, and they absolutely excel in customer service and in technical excellence. Pharaoh's Harem is a great place to go for a massage, a facial, a pedicure or a manicure, or a nice new hairdo. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 585-359-2249. And the other location is in Fairport, in Packett's Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. Here's Barry and Batya Siegel from their CD, Go Through the Gates. This is On Your Walls, O Jerusalem. that comes right out of Isaiah 62, verse 6. I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest. Hallelujah. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay with me. In just a few moments, you'll get to hear my previously recorded interview with Charles Gardner. But right now, let's hear from one of my sponsors, Odell Family Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
And now here's an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb. This has always been one of my favorites. This is called Comfort Ye My People. And may you find comfort and rest today as you listen to these beautiful songs.
No more will you turn to another for help. Nor will you turn to yourself, to yourself. Nor will you say, I will heal your how we love you so freely. You will dwell beneath my shadow. I will be as the dew to my people. And they will blossom as the lily.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Hava Nagila means let us rejoice. Here's Marty Goetz.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Ishaha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Ishaha. Habana ranana, habana ranana, habana ranana, ben ismaha. Habana ranana, habana ranana, habana ranana, ben ismaha. Uru, uru, urachim, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim. Urachim blev sameach.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, ben ismaha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, ben ismaha.
Havana ranana, Havana ranana, Havana ranana, ben ismaha. Habana ranana, habana ranana, habana ranana, ben ismaha. Uru, uru, achim, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, blev sameach, urachim, urachim, blev sameach.
Habana Havana-ranana, 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 Ben-Smacha. Havana-ranana, 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 Ben-Smacha.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show was pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And now here's a word from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Did you know the Jewish Torah or law God imparted to the Israelites at Mount Sinai is actually the first five books of the Bible? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. What is now known as Judeo-Christian values was based on the Torah. Torah means to teach. For thousands of years, these teachings of right and wrong have instructed countless leaders about freedom, justice, and morality. A priceless blessing shared with the whole world. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shemai Yisrael, that's Shemayisrael, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shemai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
And now I'm really excited to bring you my interview with Charles Gardner. Enjoy.
Charles Gardner, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's lovely to be in America, even if by video.
You know, every so often I get reports from the Assist News Service.
Yes.
And one really caught my eye recently. It was last week, and the title was, "The Church Must Repent Over the Sin of Anti-Semitism." And it was written by Charles Gardner, that is you. And I said, oh my, I need to contact this gentleman for Bagels and Blessings. So I was wondering if you might give me a little bit about your background, your journey to faith, and how you even grew to love the Jewish people.
Oh, right. Certainly. I was born in South Africa, as you might have picked up from my accent. although I've been living in Britain now for over 40 years. But I grew up there, and I am part Jewish. I have a my great grandfather was a Jewish man who was persecuted out of Portugal originally. He was a Sephardic Jew, and he ended up in Jamaica. And I, when I was 21, I was given a return ticket to London by my parents as a present to stay with my grandmother, my half-Jewish grandmother. So I spent a lot of time with her, and I eventually stayed in England for lots of reasons. But and within about 18 months, I became a Christian, a committed Christian. And one of my early experiences, well, my spiritual mother, who really brought me up in the Lord, she was the leader of the nursery class, we called it, at a famous church in central London called All Souls Langham Place. And it was really for new Christians and others who were seeking for answers to life. And she took me on, and she always referred to herself as a completed Jew. She actually came to Christ through a Billy Graham rally in 1954 in London, but she was fully Jewish. And so I always thought, well, I never thought there was any other way, but, you know, the fact that Christianity was a fulfillment of Judaism, was a fulfillment of all the prophecies. I never seemed to sort of get under the wavelength of any of this replacement theology that is seems to be around a lot now. In those days, in the early 70s, all I knew was that all I knew and experienced was that Christianity was a fulfillment of Judaism. And so many years passed, and I didn't get strongly into it, apart from one thing. One of my early jobs at the church, I was very keen, enthusiastic young Christian, and I wanted to be a minister. I wanted to preach the gospel and everything, but actually eventually I was through the ministry of a very well-known preacher called John Stott, who was our rector emeritus. I felt called to journalism, and that's what I've been doing ever since. But nevertheless, you know, one of the early jobs I had was to write to missionaries. We had a number of missionaries out from that church in various parts of the world. But I wrote to three different groups of missionaries, a single lady and two couples. One of the couples worked for CMJ, that is the church's ministry to the Jewish people, and which is founded by William Wilberforce and other famous people way back over 200 years ago. And I don't know whether you realize, but they had a huge part to play in the restoration of the Jewish people to the Holy Land through
I didn't know.
Oh yes, through their campaigning and through their links with people in high places in the British government and so on. From, you know, as I say, from William Wilberforce onwards, right through Lord Shaftesbury, and right through to the First World War, the time of Lord Balfour, who made the famous declaration to promise that they would do everything they could to build a homeland, make way for a homeland for the Jewish people. And within weeks, as the world knows, in 1917, what was part of the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish Ottoman Empire, suddenly became part of the British Empire when General Allenby and his forces defeated the Turks and took over Jerusalem without a shot being fired. That's another story, of course. But my link with CMJ was, I think, really prophetic in my own sort of life, really. I didn't realize how important it was, I suppose. I wrote to this missionary couple who worked for CMJ among the Palasha Jews in Ethiopia. I just didn't know how significant it was, but they, you know, and they worked hard, and amazingly, just a few weeks ago, at the conference that I actually wrote the report that you saw, the CMJ conference of this year in England, I met the lady who I wrote to all those years ago. I had never met her before. I only wrote to her, you know, so that was really incredible. And so I was rather thrilled with that. But so I've had this link back now with this work. And also in recent years, I've really felt, I mean, I've been a Christian for 40 years or so. And I've always believed that the Jews, you know, that the Lord has a very strong purpose for the Jews. And, you know, it's not all over yet, that they're going to come en masse to know the Lord in the last days. I've always felt that. But now I feel that the Lord is really calling me to help to be part of that, which really came as a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, I've been in journalism for 40 years and mainly in the secular field, really. I've worked in, you know, I felt that's God's calling in a way. You know, I'm gone into Christian media particularly, not that there's a lot of it in England. So I've worked in a secular media, which has kept my feet on the ground in many ways, you know. But now I'm really just I've had the opportunity of retiring early, a little early, not very early. But I'm 64 now, and I'm now in a position where I can really do things that I feel the Lord's calling me to. And a couple of years ago, he really laid on my heart that he wanted me to be a helper of Israel as I was reading some chapters of Isaiah. Actually, there was some from Isaiah 40 to Isaiah 49. It was through, I was reading those chapters as my wife and I had a wonderful holiday by the seaside about two and a half years ago. And I just knew it was so strong. And I said, you want me to helper of Israel? And I thought, well, okay, you know, but I wasn't quite sure what that meant, because I was already sort of helping with a Prayer for Israel group that I helped to lead in Doncaster, the town in Yorkshire in England. And I thought, well, we're praying for Israel, Lord. You know, what else do you want me to do? You know, it took me several months before I realized, they said, well, you know, I've given you the gift of writing. Get on and write a book. So that's what I've done in the last few years as well. You know, I've written a book called Israel, the Chosen.
And how can people get a copy of that if they want?
It's available on Amazon, .com. Americans can get it from Amazon.com. It's not expensive. I can't remember how many dollars it's.
Such a deal!
Yeah, it's a great deal. You know, and they always give you a nice little discount to Amazon. I think they're a very efficient company, myself.
Oh, yeah. Charles, in your travels over the past few years, have you discovered that there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of Messianic congregations all over the world, and that Jews are coming to faith in their Messiah, Yeshua? Just the numbers are greatly increasing every day. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not particularly familiar with that. I mean, I'd like to think that is what's happening, but I suppose that I'm not close enough to what is really happening. From my contacts with fellowships in Israel itself, there are lots of people coming to the Lord, especially in certain congregations in Haifa and in Jerusalem. Lots of coming people come to the Lord. They say, "Oh, we're baptizing 40 or so, you know, all at once in the Jordan, and it's very exciting." So, things are happening. It's certain, but I don't know of the depth of an extent of what is happening myself, really. I'd love to know more.
It's really exciting, I can tell you that. It's just like being home as someone who grew up Jewish.
Yeah.
You know, to discover the joy of Yeshua and that it's a Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah.
Yes.
So, Charles, do you believe that we are living in the last days? You hear a lot of talk about this from different people. What is your view on that?
Yes, I definitely do believe we're in the last days. My feeling is that the last days, there'll be two things happening. And I think the famous passage in Joel that Peter, the Apostle Peter, quoted reflects this, in that, you know, there'll be persecution in the last days, you know, blood and thunder and the moon turning red and that sort of thing. And but at the same time, there will be the Spirit of God will be poured out in great measure, and I think and that's very exciting. In the next few days, we're going to visit a friend in Wales who's part of a church where there's a great outpouring, known now as the Welsh Outpouring. They've been having nightly meetings for the last since mid-April. You know, people are being miraculously healed and there are wonderful salvations and so on. So things are happening. God is pouring out his Spirit. But at the same time, you know, in England particularly, I don't know if you realize, we are having real difficulties with the government and so on, trying to redefine marriage, and all kinds of things are happening that is not really helping us to be a godly nation at all. But nevertheless, you know, we have to realize that the two things, I think, are coming in tandem.
Oh, sure. Charles, would you share with us a little bit about what you wrote about in your Assist News article? You mentioned that there was an Anglican clergyman who had called the church to repent.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, his name's Simon Ponsonby, and he's involved in a leading evangelical charismatic church, Anglican church, in Oxford in England. And he's a bit of a theologian, he was busily writing an exposition, if that's the right word, exposition commentary on the Book of Romans. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? This is the sort of thing that Wesley was doing and Luther was doing before. But when he came to chapters 9 to 11 of the Book of Romans, he suddenly realized, you know, he had to do what he called a complete turnaround in his whole thinking. Up to that point, he had had what is known as the replacement theology thinking on Israel that is being taught widely, unfortunately, in the West, especially here in England, you know, that the church has replaced Israel in God's purposes. And suddenly Simon realized that this wasn't so. And so he's had a big change in his thinking, and he's now going around preaching a very different story. And he was very, very impressive, and suddenly realized, you know, when he read about the great heroes, his own great heroes like Martin Luther and others, how they had persecuted the Jews, it traumatized him, is what he told the conference. And, you know, is this the church? Is this what we've done to the people? He couldn't believe it. And he really felt that it was, you know, time to repent. The church needs to repent of what they've done in the past. I think he's absolutely right, because we've never really seriously owned up to what happened in the Second World War, and what continues to happen. Anti-Semitism continues in this country, and I'm probably in yours as well, even in the politics, because there's so much propaganda going on and so on. I have two of Simon's books here, actually. They're pretty good. He's written one called And the Lamb Wins. And the Lamb Wins, yeah. So it's really... it's a book about I haven't read it yet, by the way, but I bought it at the conference, and it's a story of the end times, basically. And he's saying there's good things to look forward to, but, you know, especially because we know the end, we know how the story ends, the Lamb wins. And of course he's focusing also on what happens to Israel, and how Israel turns to the Messiah, and so on. He's also published a book about his commentary on Romans, which I'm sure will be absolutely fascinating. I've got it, so I'm looking forward to starting it when I finish with some other books I've got.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your book, Israel the Chosen,
yes.
Why the Jews Are So Special.
All right.
Tell me, who's your target audience, and what are you hoping will happen as a result of people reading this book?
Well, my target audience is kind of everybody, in a way. Well, people...
The whole world.
Yeah. Well, specifically...
Tout le monde.
I suppose so. But specifically, people of influence in politics, and the media. You know, and I've been involved in the media for many years, and I did some media coverage of politics way back in the 70s when I was a South African correspondent. So I covered the British Parliament in those days. So, you know, people of influence in Parliament and in politics and in the media, but also just the man in the street. You know, so many people seem to have seem to be experts on everything that's going on in the Middle East. You know, you'll hear, even get into conversation with people on the buses, you know, who feel that they're experts. And basically, most of them just reflect what they hear from the media. And what they hear from the media, people like the BBC and so on, generally is very anti-Israel, very biased against Israel, and it really is not the full story at all. And so I'm trying to reach everybody in that respect. I'm trying to redress the balance of bias against Israel in from the media in the Arab and Western world. But also, of course, I'd like to reach the man in the pew, because they are also being fed some absolute nonsense about this issue.
Sure. Now, I was looking a little bit about your bio, and I see that one of your plans is to launch a new national newspaper which will report and interpret the news from a biblical perspective. Tell me about that.
Yes, I've had that vision since I was a young journalist based in Fleet Street in London in the late 70s. I was working for South African newspapers then. You know, and I just felt, you know, even then I felt that there was a lot of godlessness going on. A lot of the reporting of world events, and I used to interview people like Henry Kissinger, not person to person, but we do doorstepping. You know what I mean by doorstepping? You know, in the pouring rain, and Artie'd come, and you'd try and get some notes down in your notebook amidst a sort of huge crowd of journalists. I've done all that, but I felt that you know even then in the 70s, nobody in the newspapers really reflected the fact that this was God's world. You know, it wasn't just about this and that going on in politics, but it was God's world. You know, so and that is what I wanted to. Why I then had this real desire to publish to launch a newspaper which reflected that, and which put everything that was going on in the context of it being God's world. And I suppose I was also even then feeling that we're in the last days, and especially even then I remember thinking that the Middle East was one of the issues that really needed to be focused upon and explained about, you know. Especially in these days, and of course now more than ever. And so that was my vision. And I've got involved in a few groups that have been really keen to support me in this. But you know, that's for the time being, that's fallen by the wayside because we couldn't agree on how to go further with it. But I'm absolutely convinced that this is plan A for the Lord, and I'm wanting to do it. Obviously, we need a few million and such like to get things going, but I think it's desperately needed in this country.
You know, Charles, it's so nice to see that you're using your gifts and talents to glorify the Lord. I mean, God has obviously given you this gift of writing, and you're just using it to do His will and to bless others, and it's really cool. I'm sure that He would say to you one day, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Well, that would be great. That would be great. That's what I want. That's what I want to hear. Certainly.
Absolutely. Great. Yeah. Well, tell me, as we sort of wrap things up with this interview, is there anything you'd like our listeners to be praying for you, for your ministry, for your family?
Yeah.
Millions of dollars to help your next project, you know, things like that.
That's right. Well, just a breakthrough in the area of the national newspaper, certainly. I mean, I've got a businessman who's really interested in supporting me and talking about, you know, when a certain deal comes through, He's there for me. So, but you know, we trust that the Lord will, at the end of the day, be the one to open the doors. And so, yeah, pray for a real breakthrough on that, and also on the Israel thing. You know, the Lord's leading me into it in a bigger way than I ever thought, and I pray that this book will itself have a breakthrough. And because it's readable and so on, it's not a theological tome, it's not a political tome, it's designed, you know, to get straight to people and in a way, in an understandable way, and I pray that many people will be influenced by it, you know, so that and for my family, for their protection and so on, because when you put your head above the parapet for the Jewish people, you can, you know, you're vulnerable, obviously, and I'm sure you know that. And also, just a little thing that came up today, yet again, I have a friend from India, a pastor friend from India, who contacted me when my book first came out. He's desperate to have it translated into Urdu. And
really?
Yeah, and he got back to me again this morning, and he really... You know, he says, "How are you doing, Charles? You know, any progress?" Well, basically, he's prepared to have it translated. He'll get all that done, but he says that he needs a few funds for it. Don't think he's talking about an awful lot. We're just talking about maybe $1,000 to $2,000, maybe, or something like that. I'm not sure.
But you can't just do that with Google, huh?
Yeah.
Google Translate.
I don't know, but you know, I just feel for him now, and I really, if you know, he really, you see, replacement theology is a problem in his area as well. That's particularly what he mentioned, and so you know, I'd love to see that happen. Anybody who'd like to help in his translation, get in touch with me, and we can see what we can do. But
all right, well, Charles, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, you have my email, I think.
So they could contact me first? Would you like to do it that way?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so they can email me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I will make the connection.
Yes.
That's what I do.
That's right. Absolutely. I thought that would be very super. Yeah.
Great. Well, this is wonderful. I am so glad I saw the article you wrote, and I want to encourage you to keep up the good work, and you definitely have a gift. I look forward to getting a hold of your book, and I pray God's blessings on you and your family, and thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you very much. Yeah, all the best to you in America. I do, do have many cousins there, and I look forward to coming to see them one day.
Oh, great. Well, we shall be in touch.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was my interview with Charles Gardner. We have time for a couple of more songs. Here's Sue Samuel from her newest CD, Promises. This is called Odecha.
Odecha lechol nefi, Odecha lechol nafshi, Odecha lechol nefi, I will praise Yeshua. Odecha lechol nefi, Odecha mechol nafshi, Odecha mechol nefi, with all my heart, Lord, hineni. Here I stand, Lord, at your throne. You've received me as your own. As I give my offering, בכל נבי, עודך בכל נפשי, עודך בכל נבי, I will praise ישועתי, עודך בכל נבי, עודך בכל נפשי, עודך בכל נבי, with all my heart, Lord, הנני, praise your name, I will praise your name, praise your name with every move I make. Odecha mechol nebi, odecha mechol nafshi, odecha mechol nebi, I will praise Yeshua Ti, Odecha mechol nebi, Odecha mechol nafshi, Odecha mechol nebi, with all my heart, Lord, Hineni, with all my heart, Lord, Hineni, with all my heart, Lord, Hineni.
Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Sons, Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Oh Lord, for our daughters, Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Oh Lord, we pray. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace.
That was John Waller, and that was called Bless Us and Keep Us. And that is my prayer for you. As you know, I end every program with the Aaronic Benediction, and right now we'll hear Phil Klein say it in Hebrew.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yager Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.